This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer's Report on Models, Replicability, and Getting to Scale. Talking on KABF's Wage World to Kentaro Toyama, tech wizard, author of Geek Heresy, Rescuing Social Change from the Cult of Technology, and for now a professor at the University of Michigan School of Information, was fascinating. As we went back and forth about his stimulating, bubble-bursting book, we talked a bit about the problems of scale, much needed but hugely difficult to achieve in social change, as well as technology, and maybe joined together twice as hard for all I know. This is something that Toyama is still spending a good chunk of time thinking about and researching now as well, and he was spot on in calling me out as well for having spent decades on the practical problems of achieving scale in community and labor organizing. Toyama might call it something different, but the problem of potential starts very simply, though many might both disagree and ignore this, by looking backwards. To get to scale, something has to be replicable. To be replicable, it has to work in many places, or has to be a model. If it isn't replicable, it may be an innovation, it may be a revelation, it may be the best thing since sliced bread in whatever field of endeavor, but whatever it may be, no matter how wonderful, it's not a model. Not to get off on a tangent, but it's amazing how many people stumble right at the gate and blur the distinctions by referring to one-off experiences as a model, even though they've not been duplicated and perhaps are unable to be duplicated. A sure sign is in the secret sauce. If it's a secret, it's not a sauce easily cooked by others. So it may be amazing, award-winning, and game-changing, but it's not a model and will live and die right where it was born in all likelihood, no matter the ingredients. Organizing is an amazingly creative and courageous affair for many. I'm now reading a book about the civil rights organizing in Sunflower County in the heart of the Mississippi Delta, being done by SNCC and Mississippi summer workers in the early and mid-1960s, which is always inspiring. Having spent time there over the years where my grandparents lived and my mother and her brothers were born and raised, all the little similarly sized towns would seem about the same to someone just driving through, and most would just step on the gas and be done with it. Ruleville, though, was a hotbed of organizing, while Drew, only a few miles down the road, was a wasteland. The organizers were the same. Their approach, their canvassing, their issues, and their campaign was all about the same. But there was never what might be called a model, because with replicability in an organizing model, there also has to be a high level of predictable success within acceptable ranges. Ruleville turned out to have a different economic base, allowing more membership protection. Ruleville also had Fannie Lou Hamer, an exceptional, unique leader to keep the fight welded together and sustain the momentum. Leadership is central in all effective organizing models, but for a model to work, it has to depend on standard, off-the-shelf, garden-variety leadership and organizers within the range of normal human capabilities, rather than unique, one-of-a-kind leaders like Hamer or organizers like Bob Moses. There have to be resources, there has to be sustainability, and there even has to be a reasonable expectation of success in widely different situations and environments before there's a model. Too many simply think if something worked well one place, it's just to add water and stir, put in more, and wham bam, there'll be more. But even before they cross the bridge and creating social change to scale and the myriad challenges and obstacles that lie on that road, if there's not a real model as a foundation, none of us will be able to get there from here. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.